So welcome back to Heart Series 2 and to Day 10, the very last day of Part 3. And congratulations for making it to here. I know that Part 3 is of this particular series is really quite challenging for many people. I think the amazing thing about it, and I know I've brought it up a couple of times throughout this part, is that this exercise provides you with an opportunity to tackle the most difficult situations in life. There really is no situation that you can't use this for, no matter how uncomfortable it may be. In fact, if anything, the greater the discomfort, the greater the potential for change, for transformation, kind of in the mind, in that moment, the greater the potential for understanding not only our own mind, but the minds of others, the greater the potential for responding to others from a place of calm consideration rather than reacting impulsively, inflaming a situation. So I would say that sort of really out of all the techniques we've done so far together on the Headspace journey, this is one that I would pay a great deal of attention to and really kind of make it part of your motivation, if you like, to work with this one, to refine it, to develop it, to carry it in to your everyday life wherever you can. Remember, regardless of whether you're doing it with yourself, as we did in part one, with somebody you like in part two, or somebody who you really struggle with in part three, there'll always be somebody to incorporate into this exercise and to find that balance of empathy, kindness, as well as a healthy sense of respect for yourself and for those around you as well. But of course, we've still got one more exercise to go before we get to the end of part three, and that's today's. So as always, if you can just get yourself comfortable, remember a nice upright posture, but at the same time, a sense of relaxation through the body, not straining, not trying too hard, the eyes open, aware the space around you in the room. As you begin by taking some deep breaths. And with the next exhalation, just gently closing the eyes as you feel yourself sink down into the chair, the weight of the legs pressing down through the feet into the floor. And as you just become more aware, the different physical senses. So just bringing the attention more to the body now and the sensations within the body. As you scan down, just noticing, remember not just where the areas of discomfort are, but also particular areas that feel very relaxed, at ease. And noticing the sort of the flavor of the mind, the emotional quality of the mind. And then just pausing to ask yourself what your motivation is. Whether there's a sense of simply wanting to be happy yourself, a sense of wanting to perhaps move towards a place of forgiveness with the other person, or whether there's even a genuine sense of wanting that other person to be happy regardless of what they've said or done in the past. And as always, just reminding yourself of just how much that can benefit the people around you when you're able to let go or some of those things. So just allowing the attention to drift down now to the breath, the natural movement of the breath. And just staying with that just for the next couple of minutes. So as you continue now to follow the breath, just bringing to mind that person, as always, keeping the image spacious, light, warm, and just watching that exchange take place. It happens effortlessly, regardless of what emotions might be present, any resistance that might be felt. But just watching as that person and the way they feel changes right in front of your eyes. And having seen that person change, become increasingly light, comfortable, content, and kind. Now just letting the mind do whatever it wants to do. As always, if it wants to think, let it think. And now just bringing the attention back to the body. Back to the physical senses. Any sounds, any smells, the sense of physical touch. Opening the eyes when you're ready. And as always, just finishing the exercise. Clear, aware of how you feel right now. Perhaps noticing the difference between now and before the exercise. But most importantly, being clear about your intention to be mindful, to be present throughout the day. And with that, you can just sit back in the chair. And well done. Congratulations on making it to the end of part 3 of Heart Series 2. As I said at the beginning, for many people, this is it's a challenging part. And it's so counterintuitive. It's the opposite of what most of us grow up sort of believing is a skillful or effective way of dealing with difficulties or difficult people in our lives. And yet, when we do it, it somehow makes a lot of sense. Even just as an idea, when you think about, when you reflect on what the idea is that we're talking about here, it starts to make kind of a bit of sense, you know, psychologically, as to why that would help us to feel better, as to why that would help us let go of feelings, difficult feelings, and why it would help us sort of soften the mind and sort of allow us to move towards a place of contentment. And of course, in everyday life as well, how we can deal with seemingly really, really difficult situations in such a way that it doesn't inflame the situation, but instead it takes the heat out of it and allows us to interact in a more skillful way. As we move into part 4, we're going to look at this in a slightly bigger way. So not just individuals, but on a much wider scale. But this sense, this same sense of sharing, of an exchange taking place, is really fundamental to this practice and to sort of Heart Series 2 in general. So I look forward to seeing you then. Well done again on finishing off part 3. And yeah, I look forward to seeing you back here for day 1 of part 4 of Heart Series 2. I'll see you then.